Danielle, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Your exhibition, Remember the Future, now at the Contemporary Arts Center, is an attention grabber in just about every way. It suggests that the visitor has come onto the site of a future archaeological discovery, one that tells perhaps more than we're comfortable with about our lives today. Is that right?
It can be. In a way, a lot of the works use geological materials like volcanic ash and crystal, and I'm reforming contemporary technological items. So imagine looking at a camera that is made out of volcanic ash. And the sensation that that brings for me is one in which we as viewers are transported into the future. It's almost as if you could go 1,000 years ahead and dig up in an archaeological site. What would you find?
So we're 1,000 years ahead of now.
Yeah.
What ideas do you want the visitor to take away?
I never try to give any specific meaning or definition to my work. I see it more as an invitation for the audience to sort of explore this universe that I've created.
Well, does this installation grow out of earlier work, or is it a new direction?
In the summer of 2011, I spent a bunch of time in Easter Island, which is an island in the South Pacific, and I was there making paintings of the famous Moai statues. And there were some archaeologists there that were uncovering a statue that had been previously excavated 100 years prior. And in the ground around that, they found things that the previous archaeologists had left. Looking at this, I found this very interesting confluence of time periods. You had this 100-year-old item next to this 1,000-year-old object. And imagine if we could move in the future, the time difference between those two things becomes less distinct. And so for me, when I returned from there, I started thinking about creating a kind of fictional archaeology of our present.
The CAC building is a strong presence itself. And how has that affected the installation, or hasn't it?
In this exhibition, there are also works which manipulate the surface of the architecture. And I like to say that they cause the architecture to do things that it's not supposed to do. So it ripples almost as if it's liquid. A figure appears to be sort of encased within the architecture. And because that work relies on the kind of ubiquitous quality of architecture that we can expect in many different locations, a building like that, designed by Zaha, does not adhere to many of those conventions. So there were some slight changes that we made to the architecture to make it a little bit more sort of banal in some ways.
Those changes can be changed back, I assume.
Absolutely. They're very minor, yes.
Your work is strongly individual. What artists would you say have influenced you?
Certainly, I look at surrealist artists, and I think that in a big way, I look at film more as an influencer on my work, Hitchcock, and these sorts of works that make you rethink your traditional surroundings. Hitchcock was always about taking the most banal subject and making it the most frightening. I often try to take things from our everyday experience and cause people to reflect on those or to think about them in a different way.
Well, some of the material on this show says that you have been influenced by science fiction. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, certainly. And I'm actually working on a film myself now that is a sort of science fiction film in the future.
I know that you're based in New York, but you have an Ohio background, right?
I do. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio.
So is this your first major exhibition here in Ohio?
This is my first exhibition, period, in Ohio.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm very happy to be back in my home state and not so far away from Cleveland.
Do you feel as though coming from Ohio is a good thing, or do you wish that you had been born in New York?
Well, I was born in Cleveland, and I grew up in Miami, and now I live in New York. So, you know, I sort of had the best of all of these different contexts.
Your work is often collaborative with artists in other fields. And how has that come about? Talk about that a little bit.
In many ways, it came about by accident. In 2004, I was approached by the choreographer Merce Cunningham. And he was in Miami, had seen some of my work at the museum, and thought, I have no idea why he thought this, but thought that I would be good at creating a stage design for him. So he commissioned a stage design, and I continued to work with him until his death in 2009. And that sort of notion of collaboration within his practice was very unique. He came up with artists like Robert Rauschenberg and John Cage, and they were fascinated with this idea about chance in the work. So when he asked me to create the first piece for him, he said, I'm going to make the choreography, you make the stage design, and a musician will make the score, but none of us will know what the other one's doing. And that was a very interesting way to work for the time that I did work with him. And after his death, I've continued to work with some other choreographers in a more collaborative way, let's say.
Well, that sounds like a very special field.
The first time that I worked with him, I had never been on a stage. So it was a very interesting world in which to be placed.
I suspect that your artwork takes you into all sorts of new worlds.
New worlds and new locations all over the world, really.
So what's coming up?
Currently, my film Future Relic is playing at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York. And I'm working on a large exhibition in New York City, which will actually be my first exhibition in the fall.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's a long time coming.
So this is the first time you've shown in New York?
I've shown all over the world, in Asia, in Australia, all over Europe, and I have never shown in New York City, where I live.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Your CAC installation gives all of us lots to think about.
Thank you.
What in particular do you want us to take away from it?
When I'm making this work in the studio, I'm trying to create something that is an invitation to the audience. There's no particular message in it. It's more about a sensation or a feeling. A lot of times when my work is written about, people speak about this idea of the uncanny, this sort of familiar but unfamiliar quality that the work lends. You may see an object that you have owned in the exhibition, but it appears as if you are viewing it 1,000 years in the future. You may see a wall which appears as if it's rippling, like it was made of liquid. And these sensations that cause one to sort of rethink the everyday, rethink the spaces that you know and the things you know, in many ways is the purpose and the intention.
Well, thank you so much, Daniel, for coming in to talk with us about your show at the CAC.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
We've been talking with Daniel Arsham, whose exhibition, Remember the Future, at the Contemporary Arts Center, will be on view through August 30th. For more information, cwvxu.org. For Round Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.